This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Jessica, we made it. We made it. It's Valentine's Day. Again, sorry, guys, not my favorite holiday. I think there's just a lot of stress. I live in Las Vegas, and driving to work today, you just see people. I mean, just stressed. You know, running around trying to figure out, oh, I got to get my wife something, or I got to get my girlfriend something, or, you know, the girls don't panic about the guy. I love being married to my husband because he doesn't care. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to stress. I don't have to. It's wonderful. Now, what did he get me? So for Valentine's, I got this big, huge, hold on. You can hear it. It's a big, I'll post it on Facebook and Twitter. It's a big Stormtrooper balloon with a Happy Valentine's Day balloon. He got me a Stormtrooper balloon. I love it. It's good. And you know why I like it? Because I'm not into flowers. Flowers die. I mean, I like flowers. If somebody gives me flowers, I'm like, oh, it's pretty. And I smell them and I put them on my desk or in my studio. And it's really kind of nice. But they're gone in a couple days. A hot air balloon lasts a long time. And then the cats play with it. And then, you know, I get to show off to everybody that my husband loves me, which, you know, is still just a monstrous feat. But, you know, Valentine's Day, and we talked about it yesterday, you know, how to kind of get through because it's not the easiest holiday. And I think, you know, people spend too much money and whatever. But Valentine's Day has kind of a darker history to it. We've talked about this. There's apparently a lot of death and kind of Romeo and Juliet type undertones with this. So we celebrate it February 14th, right? Flowers, candy. We spend about $20 billion on this. But they say it's the legend of St. Valentine, I guess, is really, really kind of shrouded in mystery. All right. We know that February is supposed to be roughly the month that we celebrate the whole romance thing, but it has these vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman traditions, which is kind of cool. So it kind of centers around St. Valentine. And I'm getting this from history.com because I still don't know entirely what the heck happened, right, with St. Valentine. But I guess Catholic Church recognized at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentine or Valentinus. And all of whom were martyred. Now, one legend contends that Valentine was a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. And when Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he decided to outlaw marriage for young men. Oh, man, I would have, like, died if I was, you know, growing up in that time. I'd be like, no way. I would probably dress up as a guy to be able to go to the battlefield since I could be around the men. I had a real strong, you know, passion when I was younger. So Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. When Valentine's actions were discovered, theory has it, or legend has it, that Claudius ordered to be put to death. Now, other stories suggest that Valentine may have been killed for attempting to help Christians escape Roman prisons, because Christians used to be beaten and tortured. According to one legend, they say in a prison, Valentine actually sent the first, quote, Valentine greeting, right, himself, because he fell in love with a young girl, possibly his jailer's daughter, who would visit him during confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter saying, signed from your Valentine. And that's an expression we still use today. Again, I don't really know if 100% that, you know, that just seems to flow too easily with what we do today. But still, And so basically stories kind of emphasize that, you know, he was kind of romantic, he was heroic, he was sympathetic, and all around a good guy. And then Valentine ended up, by the Middle Ages, being one of the most popular saints in England and France. Now, they say the origin of Valentine's Day is a pagan festival, according to some. Some claim that there was a feast in the middle of February in an effort to, quote, Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. And I guess Lupercalia is a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture, as well as the Roman founders Romulus and Remus. So I don't really know about that, but they say members of Luperci, an order of Roman priests, would gather at a sacred cave where the infants Romulus and Remus, the founders of Rome, were believed to have been cared for by a she-wolf or lupa. This is cool. I love this stuff. The priest would sacrifice a goat for fertility and a dog for purification. Oh, sacrifice a dog. Come on. And then they would strip the goat's hide into strips, dip him in sacrificial blood, take to the streets, and they would slap women and crop fields with the goat hide. Now, women wanted it. They wanted to be slapped with this sacrificial blood hide or whatever, because they wanted to get pregnant. That was like a big thing back then. Now, we women are like, oh, Lord have mercy, please don't let us get pregnant. But back then, you were supposed to be fruitful and multiply. So we did. And so then the city's bachelors, I guess, oh, yeah. And then all the young women would place their names in a big urn, and then the city's bachelors would choose a name, and then they would become paired, and then maybe later end in marriage. So your husband, future husband, was decided in an urn. And so they believe, they say this Lupercalia survived the initial rise of Christianity, but then it was outlawed because it was deemed unchristian. And then Pope Gelasius declared February 14th St. Valentine's Day. And it was not so much later that then we associated it with love. And then I guess February 14th is supposed to be the beginning of the birds' mating season. So France and England was like, yeah, Valentine's Day is a lovey-dovey thing because that's when birds mate. So now we give each other Valentine's Day gifts and chocolate, and we spend a crap load of money, and, you know, we try to upstage our friends by, you know, whose hubby or boyfriend got us a bigger balloon. And my husband, he really came through. He represented. So I'm happy. He's a good boy. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dolly on Facebook and Twitter. Big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. So drinking 2 cans of sugar-free diet drinks a day, they say, can kill you. Okay, we got some serious stuff to talk about. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I had a Diet Coke yesterday. And the reason why I had a Diet Coke is because I didn't want the calories of Coca-Cola. And I love Coca-Cola. I I could drink my Coca-Cola any day. I like the songs of Coca-Cola. I like the commercials of Coca-Cola. Yeah, RC is good and Pepsi's good and some of the other colas, you know, but don't give me a Shasta. Don't give me that soda. Don't give me any of that. I like Coca-Cola the best. But I don't want the sugar. So I will, just to get a little bit of a taste of non-water, I'll drink a Diet Coke. But if they say 2 cans of sugar-free diet drinks a day, it's going to increase your chance of heart attack or a stroke by a third. Now, they looked at 80,000 women. So now we're talking women. Because, you know, people are like, well, men always get heart attacks. First of all, no, men don't always get heart attacks. Number two, women are just at risk. Okay, we're all at risk. And they say, major study of 80,000 women is one of the first times the risk of specific types of stroke in older women who drink diet drinks has been studied. I don't know if I'm considered older. Oh, no, over 50. Okay. I'm getting there, though. I'm getting there in a hot second. Women who drank the fizzy drink are 31% more likely to have a stroke caused by, get this, a blood clot. You know, because people go, wait, Dr. Dahlia, okay, you're talking stroke. But what kind of stroke? You're talking about an ischemic stroke or a hemorrhagic stroke? I hear you. Hemorrhagic stroke's where you bleed, have a bleed to the brain. And yeah, caffeine in a drink could possibly do that, but they're actually talking, which is what scares the hell out of me, ischemic strokes caused by blood clots. They say also you're 29% more likely to develop heart disease, 16% more likely to die than women who rarely drink them. Why the hell is it affecting the heart and affecting the brain to that degree? So obviously there's a similar mechanism at play with these diet drinks, putting you more at risk for clots. Now, it could be because of the insulin. Insulin induction from the very, very highly sweet artificial sweetener. Artificial sweeteners are hundreds of times more sweet than real sugar. So I told you what ends up happening. This is why people gain weight on these drinks. But what ends up happening is you start eating, you know, drinking something sweet, and your brain notices because of your tongue, right? Your tongue has receptors that can tell the brain if something sweet's coming or something salty coming. And so then the brain starts getting the body ready. So when something very, very sweet, like an artificial sweetener, is coming down the pike, your body gets ready and your pancreas gets a signal to start shooting out some insulin. This is why we get hypoglycemic with diet drinks. Because you end up taking a diet drink, there's really nothing into it, there's no real nutritional value, and then you have all this insulin, right, going, well, where's the sugar? And then whatever sugar it finds, it tries to move towards the cells, and then you end up not, you know, really feeding yourself. And so then the body's like, whoa, hold the phone. Okay, this Dahlia chick is kind of stupid. Like, I know, man. I told you, Bob. Well, I tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. So she drinks fake food. So if she's going to drink fake food, we need to slow down metabolism because she's not feeding us. And we need to, you know, store up because I don't think she knows what's real food and what isn't food. I told you she's dumb. So anyway, my body has this conversation all the time. And here I am, you know, thinking, oh, you know, I'm going to look, you know, pretty. Like, what was it? Was it like Cindy Crawford who used to do those diet drinks, right, back in the 80s or whatever? So then Christie Brinkley. So I'm like, I'm going to look like that when I'm in my 40s. And I'm drinking diet soda. And it doesn't work. But again, why would it make you clot? Well, it could be maybe the insulin. Or maybe it's just there's so many caustic things in these bubbly, fizzy drinks that could maybe, unfortunately, put you at risk. Now, Dr. Yasmin Mosavar-Rahmani, lead author of the study by the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association, said many well-meaning people, especially those who are overweight or obese, drink low-calorie sweetened drinks to cut calories in their diet. They say our research and other observational studies have shown that artificially sweetened beverages may not be harmless. and high consumption is associated with a higher risk of stroke and heart disease. So 81,000 women aged 50 to 79 were looked at between the years 1993 and 1998. And they tracked them for an average of 12 years. Then after a three-year evaluation, the women reported how often in the previous 3 months they had consumed diet drinks, such as low-calorie, artificially sweetened colas, sodas, and fruit drinks. The results were obtained by adjusting for various risk factors like age, high blood pressure, smoking, and they found that among older women, drinking multiple diet drinks a day, so we're talking at your lunch or dinner or snack, was enough to cause blocked arteries in your small arteries. Even if you had no risk of diabetes or heart disease. Now, some of you men are like, is that the same for us? Probably. Just because they studied women doesn't mean it's not true in men. You know, we have a big problem with how we do these studies and how we interpret data. And many people are starting to say, look, you know, we do these studies either on men or women or white men or white women or Hispanics or African Americans, and if the study wasn't done on one demographic, we don't have the data. And we can't just extrapolate and say, oh, yeah, it's going to happen or not happen for everybody. So, you know, like we talked about with the cancer of the prostate and the watch and wait, just because it worked for white men doesn't necessarily mean it could work for black men. And so everybody's different. And so we, you know, do these studies, and there's a lot of discussion in the scientific community if we are picking our sample size of people very diversified. If we're, you know, diversifying our sample size. So with this, we looked at women, and I get, it's sometimes, you know, with these female studies, they're very easy to enroll because, you know, you have your gynecologist enrolling you, or, you know, sometimes more women go to the doctor than men, so sometimes it's easier to get women, but that doesn't necessarily mean men are in the clear. So Dr. Masava Ramani says women who at the outset of her study didn't have any heart disease or diabetes and were obese were now twice as likely to have a clot. And then African-American women, without a previous of heart disease or diabetes, get this, were four times as likely to have a clot-based stroke. Why? Does anybody know why African-American women or men are at higher risk? Where are the studies? Well, you know, maybe it's more, you know, stiffening of the arteries. Maybe it's glucose metabolism. Maybe it's genetics. I think it's time we figure it out. But same thing, same drink, same gender, four times the risk. One serving of diet drink was basically your average, 8 ounces? Study did not look at individual sweeteners. So, you know, are artificial sweeteners causing diabetes? Well, study published in April this year from the Medical College of Wisconsin and Marquette University did link artificial sweeteners to obesity and diabetes, claiming sweeteners do change how your body processes fat and uses energy. They've fed rats diets high in sugar and artificial sweeteners, including aspartame and acesulfame, potassium, and they have issues. Plus, it messes with your gut bacteria. 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
William Barr will be the nation's new Attorney General. The Republican-led Senate confirmed Barr on Thursday. He was also Attorney General during the administration of President George H.W. Bush. Congress is expected to pass an 1,100-page bill that would fund the government and keep it open past tomorrow's deadline. Texas Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry tells Fox News he's not too pleased about the bill.
I'm probably going to be a yes unless there's some surprise, but that's why you really do have to go through these things and make sure something unexpected was not snuck in.
The Justice Department is rejecting claims by former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe. In a statement today, Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein said McCabe's remarks on CBS News' 60 Minutes are inaccurate and factually incorrect. Amazon is canceling its plans to build a second corporate campus in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a man claims that his energy drink addiction rotted his teeth. And he's only 21 years old. And he had a 6-can-a-day habit. Now, some of you will say, well, 6 cans, I mean, they're small. It's not like a 6-pack of beer. You guys, you have to see his mouth. I don't think you're going to want to touch an energy drink again. And remember we talked about how Demi Moore had lost a couple teeth? So we thought maybe it was her energy drink habit So let's talk about this. Energy drinks. I have one right here. I have a sugar-free Red Bull in my studio right here. I'm not a big coffee drinker, so every now and then I have a little Red Bull. And I use the sugar-free. Yeah, thinking it's right. We just talked about sugar-free drinks. I know. Leave me alone. It's, hey, guys, with the show, it's do as I say, not as I do. Okay? I talk about being well-groomed, right? I mean, please. Anyway, and, you know, I'm just not a big coffee drinker, even though we know coffee's healthier. I by the time I put the milk and the cream and sugar and all that, I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll just drink half an energy drink. Well, we have a 21-year-old student who dropped out of school because his teeth rot. And he is now warning others about the danger of overdoing it on energy drinks. Vinny Piner dropped out of college after his 2017 semester due to embarrassment about his teeth. At his peak, he was dropping about 6 cans a day. So Piner lives in England. He said, it started as a way to relieve the stress and pressure from my college course, because you have to be focused when it comes to computing and coding. But I never thought that it would get this bad. It's affected my confidence dramatically. I had the ambition to become a games designer, but now my hopes have been dashed. Piner said he kept up his routine of brushing twice a day, but that the pain in his teeth continued to grow. He finally sought help in March 2018 when 4 of his teeth cracked while he was eating an apple. He goes, I didn't think much about it until I swallowed something hard before realizing that my upper 4 teeth had broken off. He said, I was shocked and at the same time very worried. The damage looked absolutely awful. Now, he tried to hide the damage from his mom, and his mom was starting to freak out. Oh, if I was his mom, I'd be like, boy, what are you doing? Sorry, mom. My boys, they hide so much from me. I'm all up in their room. I'm like, what's this? What's this? What's going on here? What's this? Like, mom, get out of my room. It's my room. I'm paying the mortgage. It's my room. This is my blanket. This is my house. This is my cat that's on your bed. That's my underwear you're wearing. It's my underwear. You want it? You can have the underwear. No, I don't, but that's still mine. Mom. That's how they sound, too. Their voice gets lower, and they mumble, Mom. Told you guys, like, every time I try to cook dinner. Okay, guys, what do you want to eat? What? I don't even know what the hell you're eating. What do you want to eat? And so then I'm like, you know what? Okay, it's Corey, so I get my husband. I'm like, I don't understand what he just said. What did he say? My husband's like, Thanks, great. You guys, just here, there's an orange. Go eat the orange and the apple. I'm done. They've never gotten in trouble for cussing at me because I can't hear and tell if they even did cuss. I don't understand a word any of the men in my house say. I just don't. I understand the cats better. So anyway, okay, so the mommy, Tara, is now getting mad. She said, I started seeing him coming home regularly with multi-packs, which were the early signs of addiction. I noticed the habit getting worse and worse as his bedroom bins were always full of the cans. But I never thought that it would get this bad. Then she convinced him to show her the damage he had done, and they went to the dentist. Now, this is odd. Okay, you'd be thinking, well, wait a second, the mom should have seen the kid's teeth. I mean, kids don't smile. I haven't seen a smile on my kid's face since 2012. Once they become teenagers, you know, everything's stupid, right? You'll make a joke and they just kind of look at you. All right. Like, have I really looked at my kid's teeth? No. I looked at my kid's toenail the other day. I was like, damn, it was pretty clean. It was sad. I was like, really? Like, yeah, mom. So anyway, the dentist was extremely shocked to see my teeth, and she said that it was one of the worst cases of tooth decay and damage she had ever seen. Looking at my teeth, I realized what I had done, he said. I was in a complete mess. Now, physicians and health officials have been long warning about the dangers of energy drinks because of the caffeine consumption, heart health, developmental growth, but they have a lot of acid, and this acid could irreversibly damage the teeth. It also could hurt the enamel. And so apparently Piner needed 24 fillings and dentures to repair his front teeth. Now he has plans to go back to college once his dental work is complete. He could also do some online stuff. So it's recommended that right now, healthy adults limit their caffeine consumption to 400 milligrams per day, which is about 4 to 5 cups of coffee. Now, energy drinks can put you at risk for the jitters, insomnia, anxiousness, fast heart rate, according to Fox News, upset stomach, nausea, headache. I'm worried about AFib. You know? Now, apparently Monster Energy was the drink, that Pioneer drink. Now, I think Monster Energy is bigger than the Red Bulls. Because I know a lot of you guys are like, wait, I have a Red Bull. Uh-oh. Well, hopefully Red Bulls are only how many ounces? But still, they're about 8.4 ounces. That's still pretty significant. So with Demi Moore, she had confessed on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon that she had lost 2 of her teeth. This was when she was 54. And apparently she was hospitalized when she had this collapse back in 2012. And some reported that it might have been her energy drink addiction. The other people said it was the Whippets because she would inhale the gas. Some people said she had a seizure from that. But I guess after she recovered, she had opened up about her diet, and her diet was a Red Bull for breakfast, a Red Bull for lunch, a Red Bull for dinner, a lettuce leaf, and a tablespoon of tuna fish thrown in, and that's it. And that was reported by Light98.7.com. And I guess Moore had been drinking energy drinks for over 10 years. Now, there was a 2012 study from the Southern Illinois University School of Dental Medicine that found that the acidity of energy drinks do damage tooth enamel, like we just talked about. And then a 28-year-old man from New Zealand who drank 3 cans of energy drinks a day lost multiple teeth and suffered from gum disease. So, I mean, you know, we have to take everything in moderation. And that's what we don't do. When we do, we just... we overdo. And, you know, if you notice, a lot of people looked at Demi Moore's diet of an energy drink for each meal to keep her skinny. They do. People notice that these energy drinks keep their appetite down. I noticed it right away. And so why do you think I like to have a half of one in the morning? I'm like, now I'm not going to sit there and eat carbs. Everybody's always looking for ways to lose weight. That's why we had such a tobacco epidemic. And now that we started to address the tobacco epidemic pretty well, you have people going to vaping or you have obesity. People will eat if they can. And so, you know, or they'll get tired or they'll get unmotivated. And so it's a natural progression of things to go to something that ends up, you know, ending up having more vices. So watch your teeth, avoid acid, you know, eat healthy, take care of your body, go to the dentist. And I think dentists are going to start now asking how many energy drinks you drink, because that's pretty messed up. Okay, when we come back, there's a school that's had to close down because of arsenic in the water. We're going to talk about that and the health effects of arsenic. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised?
Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's clinic.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Justice Communication Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So, I don't know if you guys have been watching this story about a boarding school in Nye County. And from what I understand, the teachers or owners have been arrested on charges of child abuse after claims prompted an investigation. I guess the Northwest Academy was identified by Nye County Sheriff's Office as being a place of assaults and injuries that went untreated, as well as the school's water supply being contaminated with arsenic. Many of the students reported rashes on their skin after coming into contact with the water. And they have been provided with 3 bottles of drinking water now daily. And I guess the school is for troubled teens and at-risk adolescents. And from what I understand, they just closed it. It had been open for a while, and now they decided to close it. And we don't know why it took a while. They had not, probably because maybe they didn't have a place to send the students. I'm not too sure. But from what we understand, the latest is it did close. And arsenic in the water has freaked out a lot of parents. And News 3 had talked to me yesterday about Renee Santos had interviewed me on how dangerous is arsenic. And, you know, arsenic we've talked about. So arsenic comes in 2 forms. And you guys have heard a lot of arsenic in the news because, years ago they were talking about the fruit juices and how arsenic could be in our fruit juice, you know, and then people were freaked out about, well, you know, what about the fish we eat? And, you know, so you have organic and inorganic arsenic. And the inorganic form of the arsenic is the more worrisome. However, when you look at the consumption of arsenic, and it's usually what you consume, we don't really get exposed to arsenic that much per the skin. It's more what you consume where workers could inhale it. You could get arsenicosis or arsenic poisoning, and that could happen over years or months of exposure. And according to Healthline, arsenic could be gray, silver, or white in color, and could be very poisonous, but it doesn't have a taste or odor. So if you are drinking water, you can't necessarily tell. And so arsenic is naturally occurring, okay, you know. But you also have an inorganic or man-made formula that we use in a variety of processing, a variety of manufacturing processes, etc. Now, where we get concerned, again, is not the little by little arsenic. It's the accumulation of it. Now, the EPA does have some guidelines, and I think their guidelines is no more than, is it 100 parts per billion? I need to find it. I apologize. I'm having some computer issues, but I think the CDC recommends no more than 100 parts per billion. At the maximum. Now, there are lethal doses, okay? So, for example, so the EPA looks at our water supplies, and their contaminant level, their MCL, maximum contaminant level, MCL, is 0.01 milligrams per liter, which is the equivalent of 0.01 parts per million, or 10 micrograms per liter, or 10 parts per billion. So, okay, fix what I had just said earlier. That's the EPA limit on this. Now, in terms of you having this arsenic in your water system, the big question everybody has is, well, how do we remove it? Can we boil our water? So these kids in this Nye County school, I believe it came from a well. So boiling the water kills bacteria and things like that. It won't necessarily change the arsenic composition. So you actually have to do maybe a reverse osmosis, an ultrafiltration, maybe a distillation. Chlorine or bleaching the water, they say, does not work. Activated charcoal might do it. if you filter through activated charcoal. I don't know much about the Brita filters. I've been asked about Brita filters. I just don't know. I don't particularly like the Brita filters because I don't like seeing the black stuff from the filter float around my water. Like, I'm like, am I, like, drinking the you know, what's in the filter? People ask about the refrigerator filters. Usually not good enough. So, you know, when you go, oh, well, I'm just drinking the water out of my fridge, that may not be an arsenic removing type of, you know, that, shall we say, that sophisticated a filter. So, you know, usually it's going to be like the reverse osmosis, right? Now, why are we so worried about, you know, arsenic? Well, if you, let's say, get exposed to a lot, okay? You know, let's say from, oh, by the way, you can get it when you smoke, right? Tobacco can give you arsenic. I believe there was even a discussion of some of us getting arsenic in vaping. So, breathing it in or eating it, yeah, rice. Rice is a biggie. Rice holds a lot of arsenic because of the water. Rice needs water to, you know, a lot of water to be made. And so when we talk about rice, brown rice is actually more of a culprit than even white rice, because apparently the bran in the brown rice can also contain additional arsenic. So I love rice. So for me, the biggie is rice. And with rice, we kind of recommend maybe the jasmine or the basmati rice may be less arsenic than the others. Now, the 100 parts per billion I talked to you about was the FDA level, not in terms of water supply, but in terms of food. So the FDA level is 100 parts per billion. See, I know my stuff. So they don't want any more than that in, like, rice cereal for kids. But, yeah, little kids, they eat rice cereal. Seafood has arsenic also. So seafood can, like mussels, shellfish, certain types of seaweed even. So you eat sushi and you have your sushi roll wrapped in seaweed, that could also give you some arsenic. So, I mean, you could go crazy. The big thing is to make sure that you, you know, do everything in moderation. But if you have rice three times a day, that could, you know, put you more at risk. Okay, so then what can arsenic do? Well, it could cause cancer, bladder cancer. They've found lung cancer for people who breathe it in. Could also cause narrowing and blockage of the blood vessels. So that could put you at risk for heart disease and stroke. If it causes narrowing of the blood vessels, that could raise your blood pressure, causing high blood pressure, cause heart attack. They even say that arsenic could be related and associated with diabetes. So that's a problem. Now, what about these kids? What about these kids in the school? So when you look at, you know, what sort of exposure and what sort of sign would they have, because many kids are too young to then develop for us to see the cancer sequelae, you'll start seeing them have memory problems, or you'll start seeing them have issues with concentration. Now, they believe these rashes could have been exposed to the arsenic. A lot of the skin lesions that come with arsenic may not hurt or itch, but here's my problem. I believe that whatever is screwing up their water system could do that to the kids, because, you know, if there's arsenic, what else is there in the water system? So this is a big mess, a huge mess. And so from what I understand, arrests have been made of the boarding school teachers. I believe now two arrests have been made. And I just don't understand how something like this could be going on. So we'll keep you guys posted. But in the meantime, don't panic about the arsenic. Just make sure to eat things in moderation. And they also say, which is very interesting when it comes to the rice, try not to eat rice during the dry season. That was, I guess, cropped and harvested during the dry season, because some arsenic contaminated water might have been used to juice them up during the dry season. There's more of a potential for there to be arsenic in the water. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.